time for thinking real estate, I think.
I think
we're thinking.
We're thinking. I'm thinking. I'm thinking all the time.
There you go.
I can't get my brain to stop thinking.
Laura Dwyer Selecki, thinking.
Right. And Bill should be on the phone, too, here.
I'm here.
Hey, Bill.
All right. Well, I hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving, and now it's back to work. So, all right. Bill, you had some topics you wanted to talk about.
Well, yeah. You and I mentioned just talking about the difference between market analysis and appraisal, and just what a real estate licensee can do in terms of a market analysis, what it can't do. I just ran across this last week. I got a question from another lawyer who is in a case, and the other side had listed a real estate licensee to give expert testimony in court on the value of a property. It was had to do with the historic value, and I routed him to the appropriate sections in the occupational code so that he could go back to the court and say this guy cannot testify because he's not an appraiser. He doesn't hold a license, an appropriate license under Article 26.
So just because I don't have an appraisal license, I can't testify as to the value of a property?
Yeah,
I can't be an expert witness as to the market?
Hmm. Yeah, you can't. Let me just tell you, you want me to cite you the appropriate sections? Because the occupational code, which is MCL 139.101, et cetera, but the occupational code regulates a whole bunch of occupations, including residential builders, including beauticians, including appraisers. I mean, there's just a whole list. And Article 25 of the occupational code, Articles 1 through 6 govern all of the regulated occupations. But then as you get into each of them, Article 25 governs real estate licensees. In Section 2512I, Romanet 1, actually, or no, it's I, says that a licensee who commits one or more of the following is subject to the penalties set forth in the Occupational Code, and that one of those things is, quote, conducts or develops a market analysis that does not comply with Section 2601A, Romanet 2, which is the section dealing with appraisers. So then you go to appraisers, and I will show you what you have to have in order to do value or to give an opinion of value. Let me see if I can find it here quickly. I think so. Section 2607, a person shall not act as or offer to act as an appraiser unless licensed under this article or exempt from licensure under this article. And let me see here.
Isn't there language, though, that if I give an opinion of value that I have to put on there that I'm not an appraiser or something like that?
Yeah, let me give you 2601, Article 2601. Appraisal means an opinion, conclusion, or analysis relating to the value of real property, okay? But does not include any of the following. And this is what allows a real estate licensee to do a market analysis, okay? Romanet 1, this is 2601A, Romanet 1, This is not an appraisal. This is exempt. And, quote, a market analysis performed by a person that is licensed under Article 25, that's a real estate licensee, solely for the purpose of assisting a customer or potential customer in determining the potential sale, purchase, or listing price of real property or the rental rate of real property, as long as a fee or any other valuable consideration is not charged for that analysis. That's what allows you and all the other real estate agents in the state of Michigan to conduct a market analysis, as long as you don't charge a fee. And it has to be in connection with determining sale, purchase, list, or rental rate, a price or rental rate.
So what happens if
Hold on. Let me finish this, because Romanet 2 says, this is, again, not an appraisal. Quote, a market analysis of real property for a fee performed by a broker or associate broker, got to be a broker, not a salesperson, who is licensed under Article 25 that does not involve a federally related transaction if the market analysis is put in writing and it states in boldface print, quote, this is a market analysis, not an appraisal, and was prepared by a licensed real estate broker or associate broker, not a licensed appraiser, end quote. Okay?
So then they can get paid a fee?
They can get paid a fee, but only a broker with the boldface type on it. And, again, I don't think you can be an expert witness to testify in court as to the value of the property because appraisal means an opinion, conclusion, or analysis relating to the value of real property.
So what happens when I go to fight my tax bill and assess value with the city assessor, or with the assessor, not necessarily the city, can I get an opinion of value from a broker and use that to help determine the right value?
You can, except the broker can't come in and give testimony. In other words, if you get a broker price opinion, which is within Romanet 2, one of the exemptions, and you present that, they're not offering an opinion, conclusion, et cetera, to the tribunal. You're offering it, okay? But you're better off getting an appraisal. You're much better off getting a licensed appraiser under Article 26 than you are getting either a market analysis for listing purposes or a broker price opinion that you paid a fee for.
So when a lender calls a broker and they want a broker price opinion, usually because they're going through a foreclosure on a property, aren't those federally related? And is it they can do that? I thought you said that they couldn't do it if it were federally related transaction.
That's correct. If it's federally related transaction, they can't. But you got to remember that a foreclosure, I don't think, is a federally related transaction. It's the mortgage itself that is a federally related transaction. The lender is doing a foreclosure of the mortgage on its own as the lender. So I don't think the foreclosure is necessarily a, quote, federally related transaction, end quote.
Oh, I see. I don't do broker price opinions anyways, but...
Yeah, I know you don't. I just think that if you want an opinion of value, okay, other than for listing purposes, to determine the sale price, you're better off hiring a licensed appraiser.
All right.
Okay. I mean, but what you ought to talk about, I would think, would be what you do for a market analysis, because you do those all the time.
Yeah, I do, and because I have an appraisal background, I do not have an appraisal license, but I do have an appraisal background. My dad was an appraiser. My analyses are quite detailed, similar to an appraisal, and we even use actives to extrapolate out a value. They're very, very detailed, very detailed.
But how do you determine it? What do you use? What data do you use?
I use current solds. We only go back 6 months, just like an appraiser can only go back 6 months unless it's an unusual situation.
Right.
And in this COVID time, if there aren't a lot of sales in a certain area, that may qualify as an unusual situation. And I try and stay within, it depends on where the property is. I might stay within a neighborhood. Now, an appraiser can go out a little bit further, but as a realtor, I know that certain neighborhoods bring in certain values, right, wrong, or indifferent. And so I try to stay within there. If not, then I try and only go to similar type neighborhoods. and we look at days on the market. We look at the current assessed value. And with actives, we take the average list-to-sell ratio and extrapolate out what we think the property will sell for, and then make adjustments just like we do on the solds for square footage, number of bathrooms, fireplaces, where the laundry sits, basement, whether it's finished, size of the basement, outbuildings, outdoor living such as decks, closed porch, things like that. And then I sit and talk with the client about the condition. I don't make a numerical adjustment for the condition right then and there. I do it as a conversation with the client.
Well, can the client actually get a better market analysis by staging the property, by cleaning it up, by doing things, painting, you know, spiffing the property up? Does that change the market analysis?
It will change the desirability of the property, and it depends on what, when you say spiffing it up, what that is. Because if you look at some of these houses, there's a house that just came on the market on Lincoln, and I think it's for $150,000. Now, that particular neighborhood hasn't seen those kind of numbers, but this house that just came on the market is clearly completely renovated. Someone went in and bought it, and I assume it's a flip. I have not done the research to see, but it's perfect, right? And there, someone will pay that. That certainly goes into the value because it's conditioned. But if your house looks tired and the front door is dirty and there are things you could do to make the appeal better, therefore you will get a higher price. You'd be on, I usually give them a range, give people a range of value, and you'll be on the upper end of that value if the condition is, if the house, if someone perceives that they don't have to do so much to the property. Buyers buy what they see and not what will be. Probably a good way to look at your property.
Okay. And then let me jump the subject back to appraisals for a second. Can you challenge an appraisal?
You can. A certain period of time, I've only done it a couple of times. We had one come in on a lake property that was, I don't know, it was $100,000 off. And the appraiser didn't use any lakefront properties. And in that particular case, it was just too far off. I had the listing, and it was the buyer's responsibility to do that. And the seller walked away from that transaction because it was just dumb. You know, the appraiser came out of, I think, the Detroit area and didn't, I mean, the house sat on two lakefronts, a channel and a lake, and they didn't compare it to a lakefront property at all. I mean, that's just dumb.
Well, there's a difference between lakefront and lake view.
No, this is lakefront. This property had frontage on a channel, and it had frontage on the house sat on the lake, and the garage sat on the channel with the road in between them.
Okay.
And the appraiser, I mean, that's a huge mistake on that appraiser's part.
Do you know if the appraisal, I mean, there are different appraisal standards, and you know, there's on the appraisal it notes whether or not the appraiser was able to get inside the property, appraisers simply did what I'll call a drive-by.
No, the appraiser got inside, and I don't know what was wrong with that appraiser. And it became a big deal. It was huge, but
Well, you can also tell your listeners that if, in fact, an appraiser is negligent, that the appraiser's licensed under the occupational code, you can file a complaint with the licensing and regulatory agency, and it will be processed. I've handled several complaints. I do the defense work for appraisers, builders, and real estate licensees who get complaints filed against them at the state. And if you feel like you've been mistreated by an appraiser, you do have that ability to file a complaint. But you're better off first going to the appraiser. You go to the appraiser, you have the ability to say, hey, you've got a factual mistake in your appraisal. Could you please correct it? You go to the state when the appraiser is just adamant that the appraiser's not going to change it. But you also are going to want an opinion from another appraiser with the same qualifications because they're different classes of appraisers, and so you get another appraiser to determine whether or not the first appraiser acted properly.
Well, we have one right now where it has an FHA appraisal on it. The deal fell through, and that the appraisals, FHA appraisals are supposed to stay with the property. Buyer comes back with a different lender, and the lender's ordering a new FHA appraisal, and I'm told that they're doing that because the appraisal was done for the lender, and it is often difficult to get that appraisal from the lender who is no longer doing the transaction.
Yeah, well, that's because the lender owns the appraisal, and property.
Actually, the buyer. Yeah, but the buyer paid for it.
Doesn't matter, Laura. The buyer's paying for it, but it belongs to the lender, just so you're aware. And I've been involved in several situations in which the owner tried to get the appraisal from the lender because they were switching out, and you can't get it. It belongs to the lender.